And the senator, please come to order. And would the clerk please call the roll?
Atkinson. Atkinson. Bates.
Where's Frank?
Bates.
Frank.
Bonamici.
You're doing it today,
Boquist.
Right? Invocation.
Burdick. Carter.
They got you down here.
Devlin.
No. Yeah.
Devlin.
You're doing the prayer?
Dingfelder. Dingfelder.
They said.
Farioli.
You're not doing it.
George. Gerard. Gerard. Hass. Hass. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Nelson. Przanski. Przanski. Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Star. Star. Telfer. Berger. Berger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. President Courtney.
We're looking for one more senator, and then we can begin today's session. You can't tell me that. Nick has to tell me that. And Nick was in the warehouse with me. Thank you, Nick. A quorum being present, we will post the colors, and Senator Brian Boquist will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And Senator Frank Morris will present today's invocation.
Let us pray. God, we are grateful for the opportunities that you afford us in public service. We ask for your strength and your guidance, praying that we might have insight to solve the problems of our state, in our local jurisdictions. Those problems that come before us that are complex, we pray that we will find common ground to work together for the best interests of all. God, we come to this time reflecting on the events of yesterday and the point of new beginning and new leadership. And we pray for our president. We pray for the vice president and their families, and we pray for all the cabinet members that have been seated and will be seated. And may they lead us through these tumultuous times so that we can find prosperity once again, and that heads of households can find employment, and that we can realize peace, not just here, but throughout the world. God, grant us wisdom and lead us forward. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I want to thank Senator Brian Boquist for leading us in the invocation, and Senator Frank Morris for his... No, Senator Brian Boquist leads us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and Senator Frank Morris for his invocation. Senator Frank Morris had no notice that he would be giving the prayer today, and I thought he did a remarkable job, so you might take some time before this to go over to him and thank him for his prayer, which I demanded in seconds. Courtesies to the Senate. Senator Jenny Burdick, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we all know, today is NAMI Day in the Capitol, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And I have at my desk my good friend Laura Borders, who is down here on behalf of NAMI, and her husband, Bill Zuber, is with Senator Morse. And they came into my office earlier with friends of theirs who also are very devoted NAMI volunteers. Karen Goldman, Dan Anderson, who also happens to be the pastor of the Tuolumne Committee, Community of Christ Church. My abbreviations defeated me here. In my district in Tigard, and his brother Mark S. Anderson, and they are on the side aisle. So I wish to ask that courtesies of the Senate be extended to them. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. I'd like to extend a courtesy to the Senate to all coming here today. I know this is NAMI's Day. We really appreciate your being with us today. We hope you'll stay throughout the day. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here. Come back and see us again. Thank you. Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I'd like to introduce to you Eric Blaine. Eric is a second-year law student at the University of Oregon. He worked as a legal intern for Cafe Yum in Eugene, which is an emerging Eugene business. Those of you from the Eugene area may have actually eaten there at a point in time. He served as a research assistant for President Dave Frohnmayer, and he also assisted Professor Nancy Schertz in compiling her textbook on women and the law. He will be with me on Wednesdays here in the Capitol, and I'd like to have you join me in making him feel welcome while he's here. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bonamici. Eric, thanks for coming. Appreciate you being here. Great law school. And that's just a nice law school. I like the facilities. So I hope you're doing well there. I did not do well in law school. I got through law school, but I did not do well. So I assume that the way you're acting, you're doing very well, and I'm very jealous. So anyway, I hope you passed the bar on the first time. It took me three times. So thanks for being here. It's a pleasure to extend the courtesy of the Senate to you, Eric. Recognize Senator Margaret Carter, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. I'd like to introduce Alita Sharp. She'll be interning in our office for the next 6 months. And Leite is currently attends Portland State University, is from North Portland, and she's in her senior year majoring in business with a focus in marketing. And I'd like all of you guys to welcome her and to say hello to her, and if you have the opportunity to invite her to your offices so she can get wide range experiences, both Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberal. I want her to have a good education while here. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Carlite. Thank you for coming today and being on the Senate floor. I hope you will visit with us as individuals and that you have a good day here at your state capitol. Thank you. Are there any further courtesies? Remonstrances? Recognize Senator Brian Boquist, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. My colleague from across the aisle occasionally is going to rise and tell us about Oregon history. Given the present state of our finances, I'm going to rise occasionally and talk about the timeline from 1924 to 1938 out of a series of articles that I read. And with that, I'm going to talk about January 19th, 1931 this morning very briefly. If you're not familiar, on January 19th, 1931, the Wickersham Commission of the Hoover administration reported that enforcement of prohibition was no longer possible, and they recommended that on January 19th, 1931, we could drink again. On January 22nd, 1932, that's tomorrow in history, January 22nd, Reconstruction Finance Corporation was created. If you're not familiar with that, it was an independent agency of the U.S. government formed to provide aid to state and local government, make loans to banks, railroads, farm mortgage associations, and other businesses. It dispersed $1.5 billion in aid in 32, $1.8 billion in 33, and $1.8 billion in 34. Unfortunately, it came bogged down in the bureaucracy, so it was considered a failure. Yesterday in history, it was announced by the Treasurer that the state net tax-supported debt is $6.09 billion in the state of Oregon right now. That's $1,607 for every man, woman, and child. And to the 30 members of the chamber in which we can pass the hat, that's a total of $48,210 us 30 members owe in debt for the state of Oregon. And as of this morning, 6:24 a.m., the national debt stood at $10.6 trillion, over $35,000 apiece.
Thank you, Senator Boquist. Recognize Senator Jackie Dingfelder, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I rise to celebrate a day that is actually not today, but comes tomorrow, and that's January 22nd. January 22nd, 1973, some of you may remember that the U.S. Supreme Court handed down its landmark decision, Roe v. Wade. Recognizing the constitutional right to privacy and a woman's right to choose meant a lot to me. I was 13 at the time, so you all know how old I was, but at a very important age. And many people don't recall the deadly days before Roe, when abortions were illegal and choice for many women meant a dangerous back-alley procedure. In fact, in 1965, before Roe, nearly one-fifth of all maternal deaths in the United States was due to an illegal and unsafe procedure. Justice Harry Blackmun, the author of Roe, called the decision a step that had to be taken as we go down the road towards full emancipation of women. And as you probably know, that made a decision that for participation of women like myself to have, control over their social, economic, and political life. So I would like to just mention that tomorrow is a very special day for many of us. It's the right to control one's reproductive destiny, and in fact, it's the very essence of freedom on which this country was found. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Dingfelder. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, there's been a lot of speculation about what would be offered to members on the deferred maintenance and economic stimulus package. Those members that would like to have a list of those projects, we're having them copied and we'll distribute them to you on your at your desks on the floor as soon as we can get the copies made. We obtained our copies from the House Republicans. They obtained their copy early this morning from the House Democrats. Mr. President, in remonstrance, I, like many Americans, was absolutely blown away by President Obama's speech. It was a fabulous day for all Americans, first of all because of the coming together of Americans and the transfer of power, but also because he said something I thought was profound about Americans. Quote, it is a kindness to take in the stranger when the levees break, and the selflessness of workers who would rather cut their hours than see a friend lose their job, which sees us through our darkest hours. One of his first actions as the President of the United States was to freeze the salaries of White House aides. And in Washington State, Governor Gregoire cut raises and froze pay. And also in Washington State, 186 empty, unfilled state positions have been reduced, cut, eliminated to save money. And yet our governor refuses to discuss even the unprecedented budget deficit in connection with possibly rescinding the $358 million in unearned pay increases that were granted last year. Colleagues, unemployment at Oregon is over 9%. We don't know where it's going to stop. It's time that we, as a body, step up to the plate, refuse to accept the pay raises that have been recommended by the commission on the state legislature, and possibly go further and take action by leadership, maybe cutting our own salaries. But the fact of the matter is, people all around us are recognizing the reality of our situation, are taking action. We should lead in this terrible time, economic time, following the President's example. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further remonstrances? Messages from the House. Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees. Reports from special committees. Propositions and motions. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction and first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 3, in memoriam, James Willard Bosley, 1935 through 2008. Senate Joint Resolution 10, proposing amendment to Orem Constitution relating to appointment of Superintendent of Public Instruction. Senate Bill 363, relating to administration and Department of Education. Senate Bill 364, relating to kindergarten, prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 365, relating to elections. Senate Bill 366, relating to employment conditions of school administrators, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 367, relating to Thomas Paine. Senate Bill 368, relating to mental health services and property money. Senate Bill 369, relating to quadricycles. Senate Bill 370, relating to limited judgments. Senate Bill 371, relating to trust. Senate Bill 372, relating to qualification of resource land for inclusion in urban growth boundaries. Senate Bill 373, relating to orders to withhold.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate measures. Third reading of Senate measures. First reading of House measures. Second reading of House measures. Third reading of House measures. Other business of the Senate. In accordance with SR 8.40 sub 3, committee referral list number 9 and 10 were distributed January 19th. Referral list number 11 and 12 were distributed to the members January 20th, and 13 and 14 were distributed today. The referrals will be recorded in the journal and status report. So ordered. Announcements. Chair recognizes Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Upon adjournment for this session, Senate Democrats will be caucusing 15 minutes after.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further announcements? If there are no further announcements, and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11:30 Monday. Well, how come I don't have his light on? Oh, there's why. He's hustling over. Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Republicans likewise will caucus at noon in our caucus office. Thank you for your indulgence, Mr. President.
Absolutely. Thank you, Senator. If there are no further announcements and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11:30 Monday, January 26.